that kind of area. So certainly in this country, the landscape, as in the grandeur and the splendour of it, is almost impoverished.
Well, it is, because I mean most of it is a kind of construct now. You
absolutely.
The Lake District would be covered in shrub if it wasn't.
Well, yeah, and that's the perfect example. It's considered to be the shrine for a lot of photographers in the UK. But what is it a shrine to? It's a shrine to the human condition and nothing more, really. And I think that's why landscape has turned in on itself almost and is looking at the detail, and certainly the detail of the human impact.
But I think it's doing more than that, because I think it's going somewhere else as well, because a lot of landscape photography you see there is also related to, you can take it back to kind of Bruegel, you know, the tiny figures in the big landscape.
Absolutely.
Take it through to kind of Lowry, and again it becomes about that thing about how do we fit in.
That's right, and I think certainly in this country, I don't think it's had much of a choice but to go that way, because there's very little left. If you look at other countries, Northern Canada, for example, there are photographers that are out there documenting the unknown. You know, Siberia is another example, all of that peninsula.
Well, I think it might, I'm sorry to put in, but I think it might be worthwhile talking, defining landscape. I define it quite differently to the way John has so far. Landscape is not just about nature, it's not the wilderness.
I agree.
The view outside the window is a landscape. Mm. Landscape isn't fixed to being a rural area or an agricultural area or a wilderness or a national park.
No, but I wasn't defining it like that. I was picking a specific type of photography and saying that this is what they're
showing so far. This is sky, grass, water, those type of very basic things. But the landscape is not about the wilderness. It's not just about seeing water and rivers. It's about the places where we live. The European Council, 2 or 3 years ago, created a new directive. It's called the Landscape Convention. And they, even though it's from a strong political directive, which a lot of European countries have signed up to, including the British one, and each interpret directive differently, but the landscape is defined as anything anyone wants to make it. And basically, it's looking at people's responsibility and the empowerment of being involved with your immediate surroundings, your immediate landscape, where you live, your neighbourhood.
Can I push line at that point? That's a good point, because I'll just... Niagara. But what I'll do, because it's about that thing that John has said about neighbourhood and where you live. Jen Southern, again, returns to time and time. I'll be 1 minute with you.
Just because, can we just stop here? Because
what he does do to the landscape is it can change it dramatically depending on the eye of the photographer. And I think your comment is absolutely spot on. The landscape is whatever the photographer chooses it to be. As I said, I photograph wildlife, and for me, when I've got a macro lens on my camera, the landscape can be the curve of the compound eye of a dragonfly. And I think that's a good...
You can argue straight right across the whole field of photography as well.
You certainly can, without a doubt, but I think for landscape in particular, it's a definite advantage and also a...